So, if it isn't exciting enough in the top six, we have two races to judge in the last six teams. We've got the people who might want to go up for a playoff, and we've got the people who want to avoid going down to Cymru South and Cymru North. Let's do the top half of that first, Jonah, and we have mentioned that Hughie Griffiths, of course, has left Kevin Druids now and gone to Caernarfon. What does that do for Kevin Druids' desire to be top seven?
Yet again, Mac, you can never tell. You can never tell in football. What, you know, one door shut in is another door opening. And, you know, who's going to take over at Kevin Druids? Does anybody know? Got a wonderful staff there. The likes of Jason and Dave, you know, they've been there years and years and years. So are they going? I don't know. I wouldn't expect them to go because, you know, they're at the club where they've enjoyed it. So who are Kevin Druids going to bring in? The players, if they, you know, they will want to get in the playoffs. I'm sure they'll be disappointed to lose Hughie because he's, like I said, he's been brilliant for them. But somebody got to come in. Football goes on, Mac. Football goes on. So their goalkeeper, their centre-half, their centre-midfielder, their centre-forward, they'll just go to the next game, whoever is the manager, whether it's the caretaker, whether it's, you know, somebody with a big name from somewhere, they'll go to the next game just wanting to win their next game of football. And they'll definitely, definitely chase 7th and want to stay as far away as possible from 11th or 12th. That's their aim.
Well, let's talk about who might take over there. Is it a job for a number two at a current Cymru Premier Club, or do you think the new investors perhaps want to bring in somebody who's completely outside of the Welsh domestic system?
Well, that's it, Mac. I don't know the people in charge there. They're a good club. They're a decent club. You know, they got everything going. Looks like they got everything going well there, off the park. So it's just, I really don't know this one. It's almost as hard to pick their next manager as it was to see Hughie leaving. So what's his space for me, Mac?
Could we see a Caernarfon Kevin Druids playoff final?
That would be very, very interesting. I think Cardiff Met might have something to do with that, because I thought Cardiff Met would have made the top six, and with their full accomplishment of players, with every player available, if they're still fit, I still think they're a danger. If they come seventh, the top boys who are going to make the playoffs anyway, they might want to see somebody else make seventh spot instead of Cardiff Met, because they did it that way last year, and with a full accomplishment, I could see them doing it again.
Well, I was going to say there's no fear this time, is there? Because they're quite happy to go to a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
They did it last season. They'd be quite happy to do it again. They've just got to maintain their staff, really, haven't they? They've got to keep injury-free and keep the people who we know do the business for them doing the business for them.
Key, absolutely key. The boy Fuller in goals. See, he's back in their team now. Joel Edwards is back in their team. Dylan Rees, they've had long-term injuries, M3. They were out, you know, for, I think, over 50% of their games, and they make a difference. They've got, you know, just playing Lammy and Will Evans up top most of the time. They'll still believe. I know Christian, and I speak to him. Well, he still thinks his team are good enough to qualify with what he's got already, and that shows a lot of belief in your own squad of players, so perhaps the players will react to it. But they'll be the dark horses before it even starts now. I see them coming seventh.
And the sandwich in this filling between playoff contenders and relegation teams is Aberystwyth, who just amazed me in the first half of the season with their ability to be scoring worldies in one game and absolutely playing like panel beaters in the next game. No consistency. It is a real problem for them. And if it doesn't get sorted out, they could be going the wrong way in this table, couldn't they?
You are right, Mac. But I have to think positively, since Christmas, they have played much better and they've collected more points than everybody in the bottom four. And that's why they've pushed up to 9th and they've opened up that bit of a gap So, you know, they've done really well since Christmas, and they're bringing youngsters through. They're starting to score goals. So I think if they finish ninth, ABBA, they would be relatively happy at the end of this season. Still building. But Gav Allen and Bish, they still might have a chase on for eighth. They still might fancy eighth spot. Or maybe even seventh, because, like you said, Mac, on their day, they're a joy to watch, and they're a free-flowing football team. When they're not playing well, that's why you call them, or we call them, the Jekyll and Hyde of the league at the moment. But if they get it right, if they win 8 out of 10 games, again, like I said, the teams in the top, that's a big point haul out of 30. 24 out of 30 points is a big point haul. Or anybody getting plus 20 in this set of 10 games could make massive differences to their seasons.
Okay, so if Aberystwyth aren't involved in that fight down the bottom, there are two places for relegation. Currently, arguably, three teams involved in that fight. Let's talk about Penybont first. Again, a stuttering start, finding their feet, perhaps. They've got some impressive scorelines. I noticed they did splash the cash a bit in the transfer window. Are they looking the safest of the three at the moment?
Steadier, and yeah, the couple of signings they made were great. You've got they brought in a very experienced Ashley Morriston. They brought in a very experienced Ashley Evans, who's played, you know, they both played in Europe with Llanelli. They've played in this league before, and they're both good players at this level. They brought in a very decent midfielder, when he's fit, one of the best in the league, Lewis Allen from Carmarthen. So, yeah, he's done his shopping, Griff, and I think he's shopped pretty well. They brought a new centre-forward in from Barry as well. So I just think his additions could be key additions. It's definitely a three-way battle. I think ABBA just might have done enough to stay, like you said, stay out of it. But if one of these three at the bottom play ABBA or the Druids and turn them over early on in the campaign and then play them again halfway through, it's a big turnaround quickly. So I'm not saying it will definitely be the bottom three, but I just think Penybont, they start to play good stuff, and they're starting to bring players through. The likes of Kane Owens playing well, Nathan Woods playing well. Just need somebody to rattle 10 goals in 10. If somebody rattles 10 goals in the 10 games for them, that'll see them get the safety, I think.
Okay, let's talk about Airbus then. Similarly, quite active in the transfer market over Christmas and the New Year as well. They've brought in some experienced names, like Wolf coming back. And, you know, Steve O'Shaughnessy knows what he's doing. But they have been on the back end of some terrible results. So what's got to change there? Is it the mindset that they can actually get results?
Yeah, well, I've seen them play it in the last game before the break, and when we seen Newtown had to get a point to go into the top six. Airbus had a point at Latham Park and were very, very unlucky not to get 3 points. And O'Shaughnessy, after the game, I stood with O'Shaughnessy. I've got to be fair to Steve O'Shaughnessy. He's upbeat character. He's still adamant his team are going to stay in the league, and if he gets that and can get that over to his players, yet again, Mark, like we spoke about earlier on, sometimes consistency is the key, and a couple of key players need to be fit. Of all the teams, if there was one man in any of these teams of a vital importance to a team, I think the big fella Andy Owens has to stay fit at Airbus and get 6 or 7 goals in the last 10 games if they're to stay up.
And last, and by certainly no means least, we're not prejudging this, Carmarthen, who, let's face it, you'd argue have probably not just had a difficult start to this season. For me, perhaps they've had a difficult year. I think 2019 is probably an annus horribilis for the guys down there. But we have to remember, they have a lot of experience in this league, and more importantly, Jonah, they have dug themselves out of being bottom before and not gone down. They have form in the Great Escape. What are they going to do this time to make that happen?
I totally agree with what you're saying. They said they've got out a couple of times in the past because they've come 11th, right? So, first of all, if I was one of these managers, just get off the bottom. Get off the bottom. Whether it's right or wrong, sometimes some team doesn't come up. So the first job you've got to do is get off the bottom. The bonus is, you know, getting 10th. But you don't finish bottom, because usually, Mark, as we all know, one goes for definite. So Carmarthen, look, on their day, like I say, Luke Bowen again, he's had a great season. He's doubled in goals. If Liam regains his form and he can start in goals, and they don't seem to have much problem putting the ball in the back of the net, but they gave away a few soft goals during the first half of the season, so they need to be more rigid now. They need to be stringent, not give as many goals as they have, and they've got to make their home games. They've got to make Richmond Park a fortress. If they were to win four out of their five at home and get two wins on a road, any of these teams in the bottom three, 10, 11 and 12, could they win five and draw two or three, they'll be safe as houses.
Yeah, interestingly, you sort of think that all of them could do that. I could see any one of those three doing that.
That's why, Mark, I would be afraid from now to pick 1 to 12, and there's only 10 games to go. Anybody could do it. Not everybody will, or you might not get anybody get it right, because we've had surprises along the way in the first 22 games, and there's going to be plenty of surprises. First round of fixtures, Mark. Absolute fantastic round of fixtures, and very hard to pick six winners from.
I ask this question to you every year because I feel that the leagues are getting tighter every year. Do you see a situation either top, middle or bottom where it will be decided not just by goal difference, we could get down to the drawing of lots?
Mark, once you've been a manager, you really understand how important goal difference is. The football fan sometimes just looks at it. You've been in the game a long time. That's why you keep mentioning it. Goal difference could win you the league, lose you the league, could keep you in the league or see you relegated. Do never underestimate goal difference.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I actually agree with you. I think in all three areas, I can see the title going down to goal difference.
It's a point, Mac. Goal difference is a point. Don't look at it any other way. If you got five more goals for than the other team, it's almost psychologically at a point ahead.
Yeah, I can see the race for Europe, the playoffs going to goal difference. I can certainly see the bottom going to goal difference.
Well, what I got to say though, Mac, is isn't it great to be talking about the league being as tight as this, which is fantastic. You know, we usually take stick. Our league has been really, really, it's hard to predict. It's hard for people to climb the league. It's hard for people to stay at the top of the league. If we change over to the top, we change over to the bottom, you know, we could be watching a boring league where somebody's 22 points ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are learning now, having seen what's happening with Liverpool at the English Premier League, that actually there's more to a football league than just the race for the title. That, you know, the middle and the bottom do matter, because places are crucial in those areas. And that's always been the case with the Cymru Premier. You know, it's whether TNS romp it by 12 or whatever. You know, there's still exciting races to be had for those playoff positions, which mean so much financially to a club. And then, of course, the relegations.
Look, like we said, it's almost start again, isn't it? It is almost start again. You've got to find your form now. We've had our so-called winter break. I'm sure a couple of these Welsh Cymru Premier boys have been to Dubai and Lanzarote and the likes, and had warm weather training. But they'll all be back in now for this Friday and Saturday. And as you said earlier, Mac, the race is on.
Yeah, and it'll be pretty exciting, and I hope you'll stay with us to follow it all, kick by kick, ball by ball, as per usual. We'll be back in 7 days with another podcast. In between that, manager reaction, as we get it on this channel, from the Cymru North, Cymru South and Cymru Prem. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark, to everybody in the second phase.